this is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Great song, but hi, here I am. I'm late, sorry. Turns out my ID still doesn't work. No one's surprised there. Anyway, this is Button Pushers, or maybe just Button Pusher today. Harrison's gone. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm out of breath, give me 1 second. Gotta get a good exhale in, you know? I kind of ran over here because I realized that with Harrison gone, my tech is the one that's responsible for getting the music to play. And that's really scary because it doesn't work ever. So I'm going to be just kind of like monologuing for a bit, and you'll probably hear me try and get this set up. God, I'm out of breath. Hope everyone's week is going well, though. I think I was very busy this week, procrastinated too much stuff, had to do it all at once. Kind of the junior lifestyle, I think. But I've got this really cool project in sports analytics that I got like a week extension on because Megan Monroe is the greatest professor. Super fun. I take a bunch of like analysis data and try to find when someone took a shot based off of like ball position and player position and stuff like that. And then rate the shot out of 10 based off of like whatever metrics I choose. Seems pretty cool. I basically know when the ball goes in the air at this point, so I have a bit of work to do yet, but it is what it is. I have currently opened up my laptop, plugged it in to this city's great power grid, or maybe this great city's power grid. Don't know what the right way to phrase that is. And now we just like wait until it decides like it wants me to give it the password. Harrison recommended that if no music is able to be played, I'll just talk about Genshin Impact for an hour. So that could be something that happens if, I don't know, we're lucky or unlucky depending on how much you like Genshin Impact, or at least me talking about it. God, I'm so out of breath. Harrison, why'd you have to leave me? I need to rely on you to keep the show going when I'm freaking wiped. Gotta be careful too, I gotta watch my mouth when I'm on air. Hopefully, my computer decides it wants to do something here soon. Very scuffed show right now. Let's see, what else can I talk about or like monologue about while I'm on air, waiting for my laptop to like, you know, like it doesn't even show me that I can sign in. It's just like a really beautiful picture of like a beach, like the auto-generated Windows background every day. And I'm just gonna wait here. I wish, like, also that my dongle worked for my phone. It doesn't for some reason. I already sent my phone in for repairs on that once. Still doesn't work. I'm very unlucky with tech repair, I think. Let's see. I don't even know if it would be better for me to, like, close the lid and then reopen it and hope. But I think I'm gonna give it a shot. I'll just press the power button once and try it again. But yeah, I basically collected a bunch of music like in 25 minutes before the show, and then I was like, shoot, like I need to figure out how I can get the music to actually play. Harrison also recommended that I just like hold my phone up to the mic, but that sounds like one of his less good recommendations, perhaps even a sarcastic one, if I would be so bold. Come to think of it, what I could have done if I had like any brain cells in my body is I could have brought my records. I have a new Caravan Palace record. I have Drulu records. I've got freaking classical music records. I could have just played all of them here. And yo, they got a new record player too. This is new since last week. Ah. Oh. They got the Direct Drive Turntable System SL1200 MK7. Pretty sure that's an Audio Technica brand, but I'm not sure. Technics? Anyone? Any like music nerds in the chat? Oh, I should probably sign myself in here as well. God, my laptop's really just gonna do me dirty like this, huh? And just like never load. That's so sad. What if I try just forcing it off? All right. That means I'm gonna have to load Spotify again when it does turn back on, so that'll be something. Or wait, I mean, I don't play music directly off of Spotify. FCC, in case you were wondering. Yeah. Let's see. Oh, we've got a fundraiser drive for the radio station as well. If you want to hear like fantastic content like what you're hearing right now for the rest of your life, you could help by donating to the radio station. So if you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2022 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu, under designation, select Arts, Sciences, and Engineering, then Other, and then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the Donations Drive tab. Thanks for helping us keeping it freeform. Woo! Yeah, freeform radio, as in Diego, like, just talks his butt off while he's still trying to catch his breath because he's out of shape, and waits for his laptop to give him a chance to log in, please. You know, I used to be able to run like up to 10 miles without feeling like super, super winded by the end of it. I walked like, I don't even know, maybe half a mile. I'm zonked, man. So tired. Well, I guess I'm not like physically tired, but my lungs are like, stop talking. Just give us some air. If anything, I could probably just let Rivendell go for a little bit, but I'll keep talking. I can run my mouth forever, honestly. Let's see, what else have I done tonight, or I guess this week? Oh, yesterday, my housemate and I were like, let's work together and get like a lot of work done. And instead of doing that, we did the duo tricurdle, which is like, you know, Wordle, the new hit game, word find game. Except you have to try and get 32 words at once and you only have like 36 guesses. That was pretty, 37 guesses. That was pretty fun. I think we got really screwed over by like, I don't remember what the word was at this point in time, but it was like relax or relay. And there was like no way, or minus or sinus. And we had like no information on how we would be able to figure out like if it was another S or if it was an M, and we guessed incorrectly, and that kind of like set us off pace for the rest of the duo tricurdle, now my computer is just like frozen. That's super fun. I'm kind of like wondering if maybe I could just like look up Spotify on the computer in here. Wait, oh my god, let's see. This is called Ingenuity Hours with Diego Greasy. Maybe I shouldn't use my last name. I'm sure this is not my dad's proudest moment of me. Let's see. I was hoping that like the computer would be like in an obvious location, and then I could just plug in the aux jack into the computer and then run Spotify off of the computer. But I don't think that's gonna be an option. Very sad. This is like a golden show, honestly. I hope this gets archived like forever so I can show it to my grandkids and be like, sorry that you came from this. Why won't this mic stay in place either? My whole life is falling apart. Oh, working on updates, 30% complete. Great, that's a wonderful sign. I've been pushing off the Windows 11 update forever. One of my friends got it And apparently you can't, like, mouse over something that's in your, activity tab and get it to open up. Like, they just got rid of the most, like, probably useful file transfer feature that's been in the computer since, like, Vista. So that's, like, ingenuity at its finest as well, but that's on a grand company scale rather than just, like, a junior engineer. What else do we got? I kind of feel like my ethics recitation TA right now, because he kind of shows up and then, like, for 50 minutes just, like, talks. And I don't think he really comes with a plan most of the time. And he's just, like, I think once, like, our first recitation we did an icebreaker. And the first icebreaker was, like, is there a such thing as free will? And then, like, what was it? Is, like, morality subjective / like up to the people who are committing the action or having the action committed against them? And that caused the icebreaker to take up, like, the entire recitation. And I'm pretty sure he was, like, over the moon about the fact that he didn't have to come up with anything else to talk about. Let's see. We're loading again. That's pretty fantastic. This is also, like, really awkward because I got, like, a couple of new people listening to the show. And now it's just, like, you know, me chilling and talking about really nothing at all. I haven't even really been up to date on, like, Genshin lately. So, like, there's, like, those three events that are going on right now. The one where you build your own domain and the one where you serve drinks, I think. Like, non-alcoholic beverages, because you can't say that on air. I actually think they're non-alcoholic because you also serve them to children, so yeah. And what else? Oh, like checking out all of Enkonomiya, which is, like, this new, like, underwater realm. Super cool. I haven't touched it in, like, forever. I just log in, do my dailies every, like, 10 minutes a day, and then move on with my life. Been falling behind on some work, not fantastic, but keeping up for the most part. You know how it is. Our compilers project is, like, going pretty smoothly. Inventing a programming language, very big task, but pretty fun. Man, what else do we got? This would be, like, my parents' favorite show, probably, because I never call home, because I'm, like, first of all, I despise phone calls. They're, like, the worst thing in the world. And second of all, I'm busy and tired most of the time. So when I'm not busy, I'm sleeping. But let's see. I really want to, like, play some of the music that I couldn't make a mix in time, obviously. But the first, like, four songs in order kind of maybe blend together, or rather are at least in the same similar, like, caliber. And I was really, like, excited about letting that go and being like, wow, that was, like, almost close to smooth for no effort put into it whatsoever. But unfortunately, I'm just going to be working on updates at 100% complete up until maybe 20 more minutes. No, okay, hopefully it doesn't last that long, but we will see. We will see, that's for darn sure. What else do we got? My brother got a new computer and it's super cool. But that's all. Shout out to my brother. Oh my god, the beach is back. Can I log in? Oh my god, hacker voice, I'm in. Let's go. Did I get my password correct? I don't know how I could have messed it up. Yeah, I think I did. It's just taking forever to welcome me in. That's fine. It's whatever. What else? What else? Yeah. Got tickets to go see Drulu April 7th. Gonna go with Harrison. Super excited about that. I haven't even heard a lot of the new music, but I really, really, really want to hear, like, I don't know, a Grind and Hustle flip would be really cool, like, for the show. And World Full of Snakes. I think that would be super sick, like, to see live. So I'm very excited about that. God, we've got Rivendell starting again, too. I'm trying to leech on my show. My computer, so I'm thinking of getting a new laptop, almost specifically for this reason. that it just, like, you know, is non-functional in any capacity whatsoever. So I kind of need a new one so I can start doing work, like, outside of my room, because obviously I cannot bring my desktop anywhere. And as a college student in CS, it can help a lot to be able to code, like, wherever you are on something that isn't my phone SSHing into the server of our school, because that's terrible. I have done it, though. So, yeah, I'm thinking of getting a new laptop once one goes on sale. But, again, that requires them to go on sale. And also for me to go out of my way to go, like, laptop shopping, which is kind of a pain, considering I think getting out of my bed is going out of my way most days. We are slowly loading parts of the desktop screen. That is something. I'm, like, really, really coming to appreciate the work of, like, you know, those streamers who, like, just talk and monologue for up to 8 hours a day. Looking at you, Northern Lion. That's, like, that's fantastic. That's insane that you can come up with topics and just talk about it all day long. Most recently, I think he made a tier list for, like, every drink in existence. Kind of wild. I'm sure that seltzer water just, like, took the cake for him because he's, like, super into seltzer for some reason. Tastes like TV static. But here we are. Okay, I've been able to click on Spotify, or I mean my non-proprietorship music streaming platform of tracks that I own the rights to. And now we wait for my computer to decide to, like, do the whole computing thing. It's really great because I'm taking a course called, like, parallel computing, and the whole, like, scope of the course is, like, how can you write programs that just, like, use all of the resources in a computer at once to try and speed up a process. So you're, like manually kind of coding in to, like, use certain parts of the hardware, like, in very specific ways to try and just, like, maximize the output of, like, a specific program. And meanwhile, you know, I have this brick of a machine that has treated me very well. I shouldn't be too mean to it. I've had it for a while now, and I have put it, like, to heck and back. But it is time for it to rest, to say the least. And so opening up, like, a single program takes, let's see, 18 minutes? I got here a minute late, got it out of my bag, maybe a minute after that. 16 minutes? That is something else, that's for sure. Let's see. Oh, the Jujutsu Kaisen movie came out, and I really, really, really want to go see it. I even put a track from Jujutsu Kaisen in what I was intending to play for the show, assuming I'll get there at some point, hopefully. Kind of a bold assumption to think that clicking the media player would open it. Oh, the application is not responding. So true. I would agree. But yeah, I really, really want to go see the movie. It looks really sick. And the music in the show is just so good. Like, the animation's really great. Story is, like, okay. I think the first season is, like, so convoluted. Like, they keep having to introduce, like, new concepts into the show and, like, new, like, mechanics. But maybe that's just how first seasons go all around, come to think of it. But yeah, hopefully, like, the second season is, like, really killer. But I know, like, the movie is about, it's like a prequel and talking about Yuta, who's, like, the kid who's on a foreign exchange program throughout most of the first season. So it will be cool to kind of see who this character is that they're all talking about. What do you mean Spotify is not responding? I want it to respond to my desires. Please, computer, please. I got a track from Avik just because, like, my housemate who introduced me to Avik just went home to Vienna. So he's gone and I miss him. and I was gonna play a song in honor of him, and instead you get to hear my voice drone on and on and on, kind of like a certain lecture that I have to go to and have decided to stop going to, but will remain unnamed to save face in case, like, the person's actually listening who teaches the lecture. What else do we got, man? This is a drag. The world is just so empty when I am not able to talk about Genshin for like an hour. I mean, I recently did get like a really decent crit damage hat for my Eula, which just like beefed her alt damage or her burst damage up by like 100k, 150k. Feels really good, man. Yeah, I would agree that the Spotify application is not responding, but I'm not enthused about it. Yeah, this is really sad. Honestly, we might just call it and head home here soon if this doesn't open up, which is sad. I look forward to this every week, and unfortunately, I'm being limited by my pewter. I don't even, like, I haven't had a lot of time to play new games either. I tried, like, this new game with my friends tonight called Project Zomboid, and it's, like, a zombie survival game. Kind of fitting, because I've been watching The Walking Dead with my housemates. But it's, like, so, there's so much, like, micromanaging that you have to do, which, like, kind of makes sense, because if you think about, like, an actual apocalypse, you're probably doing a lot of managing of, like, inventory and looting and, like, crafting and, like, feeding yourself. But like, the game has introduced, like, in character creation, there's just like a ton of ailments and like skills that you can give yourself to, like, I don't know, specialize in one thing and not specialize in the other, and there's just like way too much to read. So obviously I hit random because I just wanted to like jump in and play with my friends, and they gave my character freaking claustrophobia, so they couldn't stay in a building without having like a panic attack. And you can imagine that in a zombie apocalypse, you don't necessarily want to be, like, afraid of buildings where most of the zombies do not travel. I mean, they force themselves through windows and doors sometimes, but, like, they're not... They're roaming the streets. They're not roaming the buildings, to say the least. And it was really sad. So basically I had to like wait outside for it to be nighttime, and then when it was nighttime, like sprint into a building and fall asleep before I had like a panic attack. Not the greatest. But apparently I kind of lucked out, because you can also just like make your character blind and deaf. Deaf doesn't seem too bad in the game, but blind seems really bad. Like, I don't think you can interact with like anything. I don't know why that feature exists, but I do kind of feel like doing it one time. It would be fun to see how long you can last as like a blind zombie survivalist. Plus it gives you like a bunch of stat like points, so you can like max out, you know, your engineering skills or something, so you can be like a blind tinkerer. That sounds like that's like an atheist book, isn't it? The Blind Watchmaker. Anyway. What else do we got? Wrote a paper about utilitarianism the other day. Kind of wild stuff. Not really, like, sound. Doesn't really make a lot of sense. Well, okay, I should rephrase that. But, like, it's, like, very obviously not a catch-all theory, but people are trying to, like, force it to be a catch-all theory, which obviously causes some problems. Oh wow, my computer like won't even let me like force shut down a task right now. Let's see, we'll try and open it up again. What is my non-legal DJ name? That would be Diego Greasy. Is the station clean, orderly, and functioning? Yes sir, it is. Anything else you'd like to share? This show was so scuffed. My laptop didn't work. And I am monologuing. upwards of 25 minutes now. Sad face. It's what, Megamind? LOL, smiley face. What else do we got? This is like mind-numbing. When I get back home, hopefully I will eat food. I just realized I don't think I've eaten since the pizza I had at my grading meeting, which was at 1. So it has been 12 hours. That is enough time to start thinking about eating again. What else? What is that sound? Whoa, can you guys hear that? It's a bus. My non-proprietorship media program is loading. Wow. That would be so cool if it like worked. You guys, we could be in the thick of it right now. We could be really close. Can I log in? Let's see. Oh no, it's gonna make me log into my non-proprietorship media program as well. Uh-oh. I don't know if I know the password to this one. It's been a while. Oh, really cool thing though is that I've been on like the family plan of a friend of mine for this non-specific music program for like upwards of 4 years now at this point, I think. And they live in California and their college program is getting like shut down or something and transferred over to Northeastern. So while I'm not going anywhere over break, I get to invite a friend over to campus and like show them around campus. Should be pretty cool. We've never met before in real life too, which is cool because we met playing like Puzzle and Dragons on our phone. And there was like this big, well, not big, big is a overstatement, but there was a community of people who were like really into that game and we were both part of that. And then there was like a mini community in it who were like really into the game. And that is how I spent, you know, the other hours that I wasn't doing homework in high school because I like finished everything in school because I'm so cool and handsome and smart. Okay, we've got it open. Button Pusher's solo show, Sad Face, the playlist is live. I think I can turn up my computer. Oh God, let's fingers crossed, please save me. Save me. Wrestles with God by Avik, right? Let's go. Here we go. There's a sword upon the hill waiting to be drawn. There's a tide upon the land seeing things are done. But you know I've gone. But you can say keep on. Better launch our fall. Just All right, yeah, I like that last song a lot, which is why I played it. But in order, what we just listened to, finally, after a 25-minute delay, was Wrestles With God featuring Pipo Fernandez by Avik, and then Rue the Day by Memba and Goslow, followed by Less by Snouse, and Brief Grip of Creation by Leotrix. Leotrix has, like, really sick tracks. I mean, some of them are, like, really weird, if I remember correctly. But, like, I think he made Emo Boy Side 303, which is, like, really nice. Very interesting take on, like, Future Rhythm stuff. And then that Brief Grip of Creation is really cool. And then I think the other song on that EP is called, like, This Track Versus My Laptop Fan, which I can relate to, if you can believe it or not, that creating a song would really rev the engine of my laptop, like, to the moon. All right, man, I prepared like an hour's worth of music. We don't have that much time anymore, but I will play the Jujutsu Kaisen track because it's awesome. And then maybe we can play something by Edo, followed by the new boss fight? We'll see. Actually, I think I'll probably do the Jujutsu Kaisen song into Edo, into The Feeling by Crank Dat and Ace Aura, because that song is really cool as well. But without further ado, let's get into the Jujutsu Kaisen original television soundtrack, a television show sound, yeah, whatever. It's self-embodiment of perfection, or rather, when the human curse uses domain expansion for the first time. Very sick scene, both visually and with this track right here. Sorry about that.
Take off. So put in.
All right, so pretty much. That was Self-Embodiment of Perfection by Elisa Okehazama, followed by Sayuri by Edo, followed by The Feeling by Crankdat and Ace Aura. Very interesting collaboration there, by the way. Super big fan of both of their styles. Crankdat's very, like, mechanized, and Ace Aura kind of sounds like dropping a million diamonds onto, like, a harp, so them working together was, like, really cool. And then followed by Pretty Much by Ray Volpe, who I've recently become, like, a huge fan of his work. I've been loving a lot of Ray Volpe stuff recently. I think I've got, like, time for maybe one more. I want to leave a little early because I know last time I kind of cut into the other show's time. Feel bad about that. So I'll play one more song, and we might as well just go nuts. So I will play the new boss fight song, Warp, and with that, I will head out. I think I'm going to wait, like, just a little bit so I can say, this is Button Pushers, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And in a little bit, I'm going to have to say WMFO Medford just to make sure that I'm reaching the regulations instilled by the FCC, so that you know what you're listening to, as if you didn't tune into the station yourself. Sorry. No hard feelings, FCC. Please don't kick me off the air. I love it here. Didn't you tell from my 25-minute monologue earlier while I waited for my computer to boot up, like, a basic program? Anyway, 2-1, WMFO Medford. There, now I can say that I, like, did the thing. Anyway, here comes Boss Fight's new song, Warp, and after that, I'll just head out. So thanks for listening. Tune in next week. Hopefully it won't be as deranged as this time. Peace.